This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tonight, CBS is airing a tribute to Whitney Houston. The late pop legend died back in February, and doctors say chronic cocaine use contributed to her death. It seems like a familiar story in show business, and here to talk with us is someone who's had some personal experience, the pop icon Eddie Money. He's with us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So let me ask you, first of all, to take us back to, I guess, the late 70s, which is when you were first coming on to the scene as a music celebrity. And what happened right after that when it comes to drugs?
You know what it was? I really don't know. You know, you think you're invulnerable, so to speak, you know, and, you know, you don't want to get too high, but, you know, you used to drink a lot of booze and then you get too, you know, too slurry and swayy. And then, you know, you'd do some cocaine for some pick-me-up, and you know, or then if you were doing too much cocaine, you drink booze because you were too nervous. You find that happy medium. But it's not something that I recommend at all. In 1980, I had a drug overdose. It was really horrible. I couldn't walk for an entire year.
Wow.
So I've had my bouts with that.
Well, so when you watch movies these days, you see, you know, whether it's a biography of Johnny Cash or Ray Charles or whoever, it does seem like there's a pretty standard line for celebrity rock stars, especially, that they achieve great success and then they face a real problem with addiction.
Yes, that could be very true. I mean, a lot of people that I know when I was coming up before I was famous, I mean, I never did cocaine because it was very expensive and things like that. But when you become, you know, when you become big, you know, next thing you know, you're with, you know, hanging out with Truman Capote and Andy Warhol and everybody else. And, you know, people are passing that little vial around the room. And, you know, before you know it, you're copping a bunch of blow and, you know, you're by yourself and you got to get up and go to the airport the next day. You wind up doing it all. It is a vicious cycle.
Well, of course, the most recent example of this is Whitney Houston. And I think a lot of fans saw that and wondered, how could she have gotten to this point with such a successful career behind her?
Well, you know what? It's all about the rush, you know? It's the euphoric feeling that you get from drugs. It's that's what the addicting part is, you know? Now you get all these kids today, you know, hitting that glass pipe with methadrine in it. Thank God that wasn't around when I was coming up, you know? You know, because when you got a lot of money, you go for the best. I'm sure Whitney was smoking, you know, smoking crack and smoking cocaine because she had the money to do it. And I don't know. It's just you chase that euphoric feeling. I don't know what it is.
Well, what was it that saved you before it was too late?
What saved me is I had a major overdose, which was horrible. I couldn't, you know, I was using a walker to get from my bedroom to my music room to make the No Control album. And, you know, you just have to say to yourself, enough is enough, you know?
Eddie Money, thank you so much, and thanks for being so candid with us.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.